We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
One is a football guy obsessed with the Pats and their QB.
Brady can play till he's 50. Change my mind.
The other, a basketball guy who truly bleeds green.
But goddamn, the one thing that I love to do is sit down and watch the Boston Celtics at the end of the day.
Together, they make for a perfectly imperfect pair of Boston sports superfans.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
It's the Oddballs with Fitzy and Gilroy on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Patriots will be sending the director of office supply procurement to Georgia Saturday for the workout. All right.
Yeah. Let me give you if that workout even happens.
If you don't think it's going to happen, right?
I'm skeptical. I'll say that. I'm skeptical. We'll see.
All right.
Well, what's changed in over the last 24 hours?
Nothing. I've been skeptical.
Really? Even since the beginning, the very first tweet, huh?
Yesterday on the show, he said pretty much the same thing.
So we'll see.
All right, so that was Adam Schefter earlier.
Sounding a little bit like Artie Lang for a second there.
Yeah, at first I was like, wait, that's Schefter.
I'm a bit skeptical.
Yeah, I was at first I'm like, that's Adam Schefter. It doesn't really sound like Adam Schefter. Brian Barron.
Mom juice early in the morning. Hey, good
jeez. Yeah, he was a doubter that this is going to happen from the beginning. So Schefter was on to something. Brian Barrett and Fitzy with you. The number is 617-779-7937. So interesting. So Schefter thought, we'll see if this goes down, and then we're just giving you the breaking news in the last segment that essentially Colin Kaepernick decided he's going to change his location from where the NFL set this thing up in Atlanta for his workout. They've now gone to a different location. Kaepernick's upset with the fact, and Kaepernick's team's upset with the fact that they wouldn't let the media in, and they also wouldn't let his independent filming crew in to essentially document this thing, because I get where Kaepernick's coming from. He wants to make sure that his workout is in there, and so they can't just essentially say that if Kaepernick performs at a high level, they just say, nobody really liked Kaepernick. He was horrible in that workout, right? Like, he can't really twist anybody's arm or anything along those lines to basically say he needs to be in the NFL because he performed so poorly at this thing. Maybe he's afraid. And if you're Kaepernick, you probably would be afraid that the NFL is going to try to basically say that you sucked at this thing because the fact you've been out of the league for, 3 years now?
Yeah, he hasn't played a meaningful down of football since December 2016, kicked off the Niners, or rather asked for his release in March 2017. So he's 3 years rusty, 32 years old. And even if he still doesn't have what he had, I firmly believe that he's better than at least three quarters of the backups, if not the majority of backups in the NFL, and at least deserves a shot. Why would you, if you're Colin Kaepernick, the way that the league has sort of blackballed you, the way that they've done you dirty for so long, why would you trust them? Here's a perfect little take from somebody on Twitter just a few minutes ago, Brian. I retweeted the news. Someone said, this is a perfect move by Cap. Can't trust him. Had to wait this long to get all the team's representatives into town. Now they're already there. You know they're going to go. If he made this call yesterday, it would have been easier for teams to bail. That came from at Dice Coda. That's a good take right there. I'm in on that.
Yeah, I'm in on Dice Coda's take there.
Dice Coda.
It's a good take out of him or her. I don't know
right.
if it's him
no, that's
or her.
Right, that's okay. It's 2019.
It does make total sense because now the teams are going to be like, well, we're here.
Right.
We might as well check it out. And just think about if Colin Kaepernick wanted to embarrass the league like he thinks the league has treated him poorly over the past 3 years, I mean, he has really embarrassed the NFL, because how bad does this look from a PR perspective that the NFL thought, and I still don't understand why the NFL thought that people weren't going to see through this, that this was just basically something for only the optics. That's all right. It was. It was so people could say, oh, look, Colin Kaepernick's having a favor done to him by the NFL for saying, oh, let's set up this tryout for him. Well, first of all, let's give you the details. So, at first, he got 2 hours to decide on whether or not he was going to work out. 2 hours, okay? And then he didn't know who the receivers were going to be. Then
that
he
was
decided,
it was a take-it-or-leave-it kind of deal?
Right, exactly. They said 2 hours to decide this, and they do it on a Saturday in the middle of the season, by the way, not before the season, on a college football Saturday. And then he doesn't know how it's going to work out, so he's going to bring his own receivers. And then first Joe Philbin's going to run it, who sucked as a coach. Then mm-hmm. it was going to be Hugh Jackson that was going to run it. And
even worse as a coach.
Yeah, and they wouldn't give Kaepernick or any of his representatives because he didn't want to be embarrassed of the list of the teams. Now, eventually they came out with it, but first they weren't telling him. And he's like, well, hold on. If you're setting this thing up, I want to know who's going to be there. I don't want this to just be a joke and this just to be for public relations, if you will. And then the biggest thing to me was Jerry Jones comes out this week and he says, we're not going to have anybody there. Now, he did go on and say, we'll look at the tape if we need any information there. We really like our quarterback. So basically, he's trying to get out of it by saying we really like our quarterback. So it doesn't look like it's that bad of a statement. But the one thing he said is we're not going to have anybody there. Jerry Jones is one of the top, I wouldn't say three, top three most powerful owners in the NFL. You can make the argument that he's the most powerful owner in the NFL.
Yep.
And think about what Jerry Jones is saying. We're not going. Basically sending a message to the rest of the owners around the league is I don't care what the hell Roger Goodell is doing with this crap. I do not want this guy back in the league.
And, well, you also wonder, too, at the same time, like, could he maybe have been sending a message to Dak like, all right, don't worry, Dakota. It's all right. We're not going to go out and see if we can get some competition behind you. Yeah,
I never knew that.
Dak Prescott?
Dakota?
Dakota Prescott.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry, Dakota. We're going to find a way. Your Uncle Jerry's going to find a way to get that deal done for you. It's all right. So maybe it's Prescott management. More than likely it's one of the only times I feel like even Jerry Jones has said, wow, this dumpster fire is a little too hot for me. Even I don't want to be anywhere near this. The burning embers of this garbage fire. I'm all set. I appreciate it. I think this is a great move by Cap. I'm way in on it. Now I want to see his film crew.
He's playing chess here, Fitzy. He is playing chess. I want to see his film crew new. Like,
I want to see what's left over, by the way. Like, are there deli platters that are now going to go unused at the Falcons facility? You know, like, is the NFL...
Yeah, you
got to
rent out the facility. I get there. They make so much money, but they have to rent out the facility and everything. Fitzy, what I want to see, too, is to your point about the film crew, what could be awesome about this is to see, like, the whole process, right? Because they've obviously been filming him, like, for the past week, so... They probably filmed them, like he probably wanted to make sure they filmed them when they were going through this process. So then when they get to Atlanta, we probably can get the film. They'll probably put it out there about like how they're going through this whole process and deciding to screw the NFL over by moving the location. Like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
This is really awesome to me. Like, this is an unbelievable move by Kaepernick, whether you're a pro or anti-Kaepernick guy, just the move to basically, because everybody can agree, the NFL does some really, really dumb things, right? So it's pretty funny to see.
Hot take right
like,
there,
how
Bart.
Do you, yeah, really, really hot take. What do you think Roger Goodell's thinking right now?
He's so pissed right now.
Yeah.
I just love always being able to shut my eyes and know someplace, somehow, somewhere that Roger Goodell is pissed off. I love it. Oh, it makes me so happy.
And because I remember Dan Patrick said earlier this week that essentially he was told that Jay-Z was pushing for this to get Colin Kaepernick this tryout, because if you remember, he's doing something with the NFL now. And essentially what Jay-Z said is, remember at the beginning of the year when Jay-Z took like this partnership with the NFL, he essentially said that we got to get over the kneeling thing.
Right.
And he took a knock.
As my buddy said earlier, like it's a reputational hit. Like people came at him for playing the part of peacekeeper. So there was a little quid pro quo in this for Jay-Z, so I can see how he would have pushed for this for Cap as well.
Yeah, Dan Patrick said that Jay-Z's people said that he took a reputational bullet with this. So Jay-Z wanted Kaepernick to get basically the opportunity to get a tryout or whatever the case may be, something in that capacity. And essentially now, Jay-Z was telling Roger Goodell to do this, and Roger Goodell just got burnt by Colin Kaepernick and his team. Let's get to Trevor's in Danvers. What's up, Trevor?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Fitzy, big fan. But I just wanted to start by saying I totally agree with Kaepernick not trusting the NFL here. I mean, they've been lying through this whole thing. Can't believe anything they say. But at the same time, I mean, it's taken Kaepernick so long. This whole thing's taken so much time to even get an opportunity in the league. Is it really smart for him at this point, that potential $5 million contract, when things could easily just turn into a pumpkin so quickly for him? You know, soon he'll just be out of the league, and he needs to take this opportunity to get the publicity.
You just think that this is a publicity stunt for Kaepernick?
I think we lost him.
Yeah, I guess we kind of lost him.
Well, it's an interesting point that Trevor does say, though, because if you think about what the point he was trying to get to is essentially that, all right, well, Kaepernick hasn't been able to get back into the league, and now he's screwing the NFL over. So would it be less likely now from this tryout that he'd actually get a job? Because now it's like, all right, we gave you, or at least in the NFL's eyes, we were trying to give you an opportunity, mm-hmm. and now you do this, you screw us over. Now maybe it sours more owners across the NFL to take a chance of the guy. I guess that's the point he's trying to make, which I can get to some capacity,
right?
But in some capacity, but at the same time, I don't believe he was going to get a job out of this anyway. Do you?
I do.
You think he was going to get a gig?
I think there's a chance he gets. I think there's a chance somebody sees this and goes for like the follow up workout. Like, I think after today, we may hear about like Team X or Team Y has brought Kaepernick in for a follow up or a secondary workout. Now, I've already read online the immediate reactionary takes from people who were predisposed to hate Cap in the first place, who are all saying like, another irrational move, another me first move by a self promotional martyr who just wants to be looked at, you know, as the victim in this entire in these circumstances. Like, please, I think it's actually the smartest thing that this guy could have possibly done. And who cares? Did you think Colin Kaepernick really gives a flying blank if the NFL is pissed at him? How can things between Colin Kaepernick and the NFL possibly get any worse?
They can't.
This is such a backhanded, such a lazy effort, such a piss poor make good by the NFL. Like, we'll give you a Saturday at 3 o'clock workout in Atlanta when nobody but low level scouts and video technicians can come by, and we'll supply everything. Oh, and you have 2 hours to accept the deal. Why wouldn't he change the game? Because the rules of engagement the NFL presented him with, quite frankly, were friggin' unacceptable in the first place.
Yeah, and maybe I should have thought personally that he had something up his sleeve, because it just seemed weird that he would agree to this, right? Because we all were saying it at the time when the offer came out from the NFL. Like, we could all see through it then that this was a complete PR thing, that they were trying to basically get some good notoriety, if you will, but they were never going to get good press from this. Everybody knew initially that this was just basically exactly what it was. It was a public relations thing for the league, and maybe we should have thought back then, maybe Kaepernick, by agreeing to this, like, there's got to be something more to this, because Kaepernick knows, obviously, by the statement he released, where he essentially says that's what it was. Kaepernick knew it was a PR thing, so maybe we shouldn't have underestimated him at the time, and because it looked like to me earlier in the week, like, oh, this guy is just desperate, man. He's going to do this workout, which looks just to be like an absolute sham. I mean, it was a joke, right? We maybe should have thought at the time, maybe he's got something up his sleeve, and clearly he did, where basically he's now taken complete control of this situation. I do think you have to ask yourself, though, Fitzy, like, if you're a team, first of all, if I was the Bears, I would be trying to sign this guy right now. I mean, Mitchell Trubisky sucks. Why not take a shot at somebody? But
because Bears quarterback Cam Newton is what 2020 is all about.
Yeah. By the way, did you hear what Rodney Harrison does the show before James and Hart?
Yep, he does 7 to 9 on the weekends on NBC Sports Radio. Yeah.
Yeah. So last week I was driving to the gym in the morning to go for a run, and I heard Rodney Harrison. Do you hear what he said about the Mitchell Trubisky pick?
No.
He said that they took Mitchell Trubisky over Watson or Mahomes because Chicago wasn't ready for a black quarterback.
Come on.
I swear to God, he said that on the air.
Did he really?
I'm not kidding. He said it on the air. I was stunned when he said that.
You think they're already not embarrassed enough that they took Trubisky?
They traded up for him, too.
That they traded up for him, too. It's one of my favorite all time. Drew, can you see if you can Google Kid Screams No Mitchell Trubisky draft reaction and find that? That's one of my favorite all time Twitter reactions. And by the way, it's just one of my very, very many rules of the Fitzy school of behavior and discipline. Never trust anyone with a pencil thin mustache, especially a quarterback in Chicago. Never trust anyone with a pencil thin mustache. They have to live with it. Can't be that's another race card that I'm going to let that one slide, because everything else Rodney Harrison has said and done that I have agreed with, I'm not buying in on that race card for love, sex, or money. They just have to live with the shame and ignominy of taking him in the first place. Don't make him feel any worse right now, Rodney.
Yeah, and he's from Illinois. So, I mean, didn't he go to Southern Illinois? I believe Rodney went to Southern Illinois. So I believe he was...
Western Illinois, yeah.
Western Illinois, okay. Yep. I knew he grew up in Illinois. So when he said that, like, my jaw literally dropped. I'm like, what? Did he really just say... And he did. I mean, and they kept going with it. But
he was one of those... He was another one of these guys that pops in the draft. Like, he was a workout warrior. Like, oh, man, look at the speed on Mitchell Trubisky. This guy's going to be able to run the RPO like nobody else's business. Like, yeah, he can't spell RPO.
Yeah, and Deshaun Watson just threw for 400 against Nick Saban and won the national
championship. The worst thing anyone could have done was pass on Deshaun Watson.
I really never understood it. But anyway, what I was going to say before, I said, like, if I was the Bears, I would go after him. Organizations have to ask themselves if he's not going to be the starter, right? So it's one thing if you're bringing him in to be the starter, but would you want him to be a backup? Because he comes in, you're going to have to do a press conference, and honestly, you don't know what he's going to say, right? I mean, he could talk about, and not to say he's wrong for doing it, but he could start talking about his causes and whatnot. Do you want that distraction in your locker room, especially if he's the backup? I get it if you're saying, okay, he could be the starting quarterback of the team, but if he's the backup, it's almost like, and it's not the same, it's two totally different people. But Tebow, remember when he got signed by the Jets as the punt protector and the backup?
And Rex Ryan did that too. It was
they
awful.
Had a press conference
yeah.
to announce that he was going to be the backup quarterback. And naturally, when Sanchez wasn't playing well, what did they do? They go over to Tim Tebow to ask him questions about should he be playing. Like, and Tim Tebow handled it well. But I'm just saying, if your quarterback doesn't play well and Colin Kaepernick's your backup, you know how much stress that is on the organization to put him in or not put him in, because then he's asked about it. Then the coach is asked about it. Then the GM is asked about it. I feel like if you're bringing him in to be a backup, if it was my team, I wouldn't do it because I just think it's too much.
Right. No, it's the main reason. I don't think it's the optics of having Kaepernick there that people are afraid of in bringing him to town for a tryout or possibly having him be a backup quarterback. I think it's just people don't want to deal with the circus. So I don't think it's like, oh, well, the Denver Broncos, the Detroit Lions have aligned themselves with the values and statements made by Colin Kaepernick. Like, no, they just don't want to deal with the hassle and the headache, because smaller markets who have much more manageable media setups, like here it would be just a blank show of epic proportions. In New York, it would be intolerable. But like, you send him somewhere else, like Houston, a place I could actually see him going, because he may be able to, should Deshaun Watson, who is very mobile and is injury prone himself, should a guy like Deshaun Watson go down, I could see Kaepernick being able to replicate 75-80% of their playbook and still keep them playoff viable, while a Deshaun Watson, let's say, should he go down, is out for anywhere between 1 and 6 weeks while he heals up. It would make a lot of sense to me. It wouldn't be as stressful down there, but there still would be a lot of stress, because at this point now, the man is just a flat-out circus.
Right, and the other thing you have to consider is sponsorships, because remember, it was the Ravens. Steve Bisciotti, the owner of the team, like brought him in. They were thinking about possibly signing him because the Harbaugh connection there, and then they got bad feedback, and basically Bisciotti's like, well, he didn't say it, but it's like, we can't do it. He's like, it's not going to work out, but he got bad word from sponsorships and whatnot. 617-779-7937, the number. Let's get to Rob. He's in Maine. What's up, Rob? Hey, Rob. All right.
Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Rob.
Sorry.
What's up, buddy?
I believe that nobody, I mean, I've heard so much stuff about this Kaepernick stuff. I believe nobody's talking about the real thing. I think the NFL made this part of it. I think Kaepernick threw this in the settlement with the NFL. So the NFL said, well, okay, we'll have it on a Saturday. We'll screw him. No one's saying it. I think it's part of the settlement.
You think that's part of the settlement?
I think it's part of the settlement.
Oh, the one where he and Eric Reed were paid the undisclosed sum of money that we believe to be in the neighborhood of like $10 million.
10-4. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Appreciate the call, Rob. So essentially, he's saying that it could be part of the NFL's idea of saying, yeah, see, we did give you a chance to get back into the league. Like, maybe that was part of the settlement to give him an opportunity.
I don't think so. I did read somebody say that it was a pretty ballsy move that after the NFL played the game of workout chicken with Kaepernick and said, you know, you've got 2 hours to accept our offer. Kaepernick makes the move at 2 o'clock, puts out the release at 2 and says his workout will begin at 4, basically giving the NFL 2 hours to decide as well.
I didn't even think of that.
That's hot.
Yeah, he definitely did that.
That's hot. If you hate him for the Che Guevara shirt, the pig socks, taking a knee and everything else in the contentious 2016 that spilled over into the very tumultuous and upsetting start of 2017, you got to respect the game that he played today.
No doubt. And Fitzy, here's something that I'm wondering.
What's the meaning of life?
No, but
I ask myself that every day. How much longer will Brady play?
Yeah, no. Well, was Hugh Jackson aware? Is Hugh on board still? That's what we got to know.
What is Hugh Jackson like? That's like when people say, like, I think Jar Jar Binks has been the emperor all along. Like, Hugh Jackson is a mastermind who secretly was manipulating this behind the scenes the entire time. That might be my favorite take of the year.
What if he's like, Hugh, we don't need you anymore, bud. Thanks for volunteering to run this workout for me. We got our own guy. We got our own quarterback coach that we're going to use. He was like, oh, okay. Imagine if that happened to Hood. I got to imagine Hugh's still in. He's still involved. Come on. How can you not run a workout with Hugh? I mean, he's been such a success in the NFL.
Massive success.
This is the first time we've seen Hugh Jackson get attention in like ages. By the way, did you see when they asked Hugh Jackson to do it?
What did he say?
No, did you see when it was? Thursday. The workout's today.
And he was ready.
He was
informed. He said yes. Wow.
Well, what else is he doing? He's sitting around hanging out. He's like, hey, wait, football? Yeah, I'm in.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'm ready to go.
I mean, I'm Hugh Jackson, after all. I've been waiting for this opportunity my whole life. What else do you think? The guy must literally just sit around ruminating over how he got such a bad deal in Cincinnati and Cleveland, and wondering either like what time is martini time or what time is tea time.
Well, I remember when he got caught in a lie. Like, he said that he wanted Wentz and it wasn't true. Like, mm-hmm. it was proven that it wasn't true. He didn't actually want Wentz. The guy's unbelievable. Let's get to Fernando in Charlotte. What's up, Fernando?
Hey, what's up, man? First, I want to say what's up to Fitzy and Spike King. I'm big fans.
Hey, thanks for tuning in, buddy.
Yeah, and second of all, I wanted to talk about the Patriots defense. I feel like the Patriots defense is very good, but I feel like they should sign Colin Kaepernick for the playoffs. And what I mean by that is so they can practice with Colin Kaepernick as he has a style as like Patrick Mahomes, Lamar.
Watson.
I feel like the downfall of the Patriots defense is against running quarterbacks. And throughout the season, we really haven't gone against a running quarterback until Lamar. So I feel like signing Kaepernick would be a huge help for the defense.
Well, I appreciate the call, Fernando. Thanks for listening. Appreciate you. Appreciate the fandom. The idea that, well, if he came to New England, the only use he probably would be at this point now, he's not going to be taking any meaningful snaps under center, would be scout team. Like,
you don't
basically,
think he's better than Brady right now? You don't think that's a possibility?
Stidham or Kaepernick? Who would you want? Call right now, 617-779-7937. The scout team emulation.
Yeah.
Basically just being able to, like Fernando suggested, like that's the only value I can see, not only just in New England, probably on half these teams. Now, there are other teams, you know, that are trotting out Ryan Finley and Jeff Driscoll and Bag of Bones Jones and whoever the hell else we've never heard of that even the XFL would be like, bro, you're letting these guys throw meaningful passes. Come on now. That where Cap could step in and do some good, you know. I always point back to since Colin Kaepernick left the league that guys like Josh Johnson have gotten calls, signed on for, and played meaningful snaps in the NFL. Josh Johnson.
He played for the Redskins last year, didn't he?
Yeah.
Played in games.
And got a win for the Redskins. Case Keenum continues to, you know, be, you know, the guy that goes to another town and gets supplanted by Week 8 every year. Why keep doing that? You know what Case Keenum is every time. You know, he got lucky in 2017 with Minnesota, but he's not that good. I don't understand why people do this. When Kaepernick was good, it's like I said earlier this week, nobody thinks you're going to get 2012, 2013 Colin Kaepernick back. But what you may get is somebody with a decent arm who's mobile, who might be able to introduce some elements of RPO or at least help you practice for the RPO during the week.
Yeah, I'm wondering, my only concern about that would be this. Do you actually think that Kaepernick would be willing to do that? Say, yeah, I'll run your scout team. Maybe he thinks that that's beneath him. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think so.
You think he'd be willing to do it?
I think before he was. I think he wanted, that's why he turned down the AAF and wanted big time money when they said, hey, we pay everybody nothing. And oh, by the way, we're going to fold by week 12. He turned that down. And I think he always thought he deserved starter's money and wanted to be a starter again. Maybe now he's willing to accept a backup role and just wants to get involved again because, you know, maybe there's a way he can hook up with somebody. There can be a little bit of a resurrection. He may start a game again soon, and he could see one other contract. And I don't think the guy's broke. I know I've read that this week, too. Like,
yeah. Oh,
must be so bad that Colin Kaepernick spent all of his money on all of his political causes, donated it to charities, and, you know, with all of his little underground insurrections that he's broke now and needs the money. I highly doubt Kaepernick. He made so much money just from that one ridiculous Nike commercial. He's probably flush for the rest of his life.
Yeah, that commercial didn't last that long either. By the way, Fitzy, you know, this is a cliche they use in the NFL. This is a copycat league, right? So last week I'm watching a game where a Heisman Trophy winner, Lamar Jackson, pitched to another Heisman Trophy winner, another quarterback, Robert Griffin III. Maybe Bill's saying to himself, you know what we got to do here? Get another quarterback on the field, two quarterbacks on the field at the same time.
No, I asked Brady about that this week, Barrett. Copycat league, when we had the Brady interview on Monday, when I said, you know, when I asked him out loud, like, hey, Tom, do me a favor. Don't go out for a pass against the Eagles because you've done that last two times you've played them and you lost both games. So I don't need third time's a charm, right? And he joked about it and said, like, yeah, you know, I thought, you know, I was wide open the first time. I should have caught the other one, blah, blah, blah. And then we got into, like, trick plays. And he said, you never know what we may have up our sleeve this Sunday. And I said, what I'm up, he said, I told him, I was like, well, what I'm here for is I want to see Myers to Sanu to Edelman to Brady. I want to see the world's first quadruple quarterback option. And he said, wow, you've been studying up. You never know. You may see it.
Wow. So, hey, if it happens, you heard it here first. Fitzy called it. All right, a lot more to get into. If you want to join us, the number is 617-779-7937. We'll get you trending in just a second here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
More of what you want to hear. The Oddballs with Fitzy and Gilroy on WEEI.
Saturday actually works better because even though they won't be able to get head coaches and general managers there because they'll be doing game prep, they can get area scouts there on Tuesdays. They are so involved in working out players at their facilities, bringing players in. Coaches are prepping for Wednesday. That would not be an ideal time. Now, in speaking with one team executive who said his team will have a representative there, the thought is they're not looking to sign Kaepernick this season. This is to gather information to possibly bring him in the offseason. And this executive said he believes that is what a lot of other teams are doing. This is for not an immediate thing, but for down the line thing.
All right, that's Steve Wyche of the NFL Network on Colin Kaepernick. Essentially, he's saying that this was something for the long term, for next year, that Colin Kaepernick could possibly get onto an NFL roster. It's the Oddballs. Brian Barrett in for Patrick Gilroy alongside Fitzy. The number 617-779-7937. Okay, so just to put together the timeline here.
Right.
So earlier this week, the NFL sets up a workout for Colin Kaepernick. They, according to all reports, give him only 2 hours to make the decision on whether or not he wants to do the workout. He agrees to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So then we get to the point later on in the week where we're trying to figure out who the receivers are going to be. He's going to bring his own receivers. Then we find out on Thursday that Hugh Jackson is going to be the one that's leading the workout. Then today, at 2 Eastern time, right around 2 Eastern time, he releases the statement from his lawyers, etc., where they basically say, and I'll read right from the statement here, that Mr. Kaepernick signed an unusual liability waiver that addressed employment-related issues and rejected the standard liability waiver from the physical injury proposed by Mr. Kaepernick's representatives. Additionally, Mr. Kaepernick requested all media be allowed into the workout to observe and film it for an independent film crew to be there to ensure transparency. The NFL denied this request. Based on the prior conduct by the NFL League office, Mr. Kaepernick simply asked for transparency and an open process, which is why a new location has been selected for today. So essentially, Colin Kaepernick's team decided, and I'm sure they decided this, well, you would think they've worked on this for a couple of days now. But
they
anyway,
didn't improv this, yeah.
Exactly. They decided to release the statement at 2 Eastern time that because the NFL wouldn't allow his independent film crew and wouldn't allow the media into basically the workout that he was having for all these teams. And it was reported by Adam Schefter that at least 24 teams, including the Patriots, were going to be in attendance. He didn't see, and he was upset with the fact that the media and his independent film crew was not going to be allowed to be in there. So Colin Kaepernick and his team then changed the location, still in Atlanta, but changed the location of the workout where now the media is going to be obviously allowed in because right. This is now Colin Kaepernick's thing.
So this isn't just NFL select mandated or allowed media. Now anyone can be there. I just saw a tweet where somebody was standing outside where they thought the workout was going to take place. And there's a classic, you know, MAGA hat guy with like an American flag, like Hacksaw Jim Duggan over his shoulder. The Undefeated tweeted this out. And he's got a huge plank of wood and it's spray painted on here. Hey, Colin Kaepernick, you un-American piece of garbage, get out of my town. Like, so you know, there'll be all those protests, and right. That's not the reason why they're deflecting it and switching venues, although like good, that's great, thanks so much.
No,
for
this
showing
is about
up, guy.
The NFL that
this is about this is about a little this is getting back at the NFL and also being able to control the narrative. Like we said, now he can put out his reel, now he can control right. What people see, so that if, like Steve Wyche from NFL Network said, this is a 2020 thing about getting invites to camps or potentially being signed, he could also make, if people see him Saturday and he looks good and he can still put it on a rope and he moves fast, maybe, just maybe, he makes a couple emergency rosters.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is...
Or rather, emergency call sheets for potential call-ups if somebody's in dire straits.
Yeah, and the other point that you made earlier, Fitzy, which I thought was good, that... So he released this at 2 Eastern time. His team released the statement 2 hours before the workout at 4, which is he's saying to the NFL that, hey, this is going to be in 2 hours at a different location. And the report earlier in the week is that he was given 2 hours to decide on whether or not he wanted to do that workout. So it's the same amount of time that they were trying to essentially screw over Colin Kaepernick. This is amazing to me. First of all, from this perspective, where this is unprecedented to begin with, right? Where the NFL is actually holding a workout for a player during the season to make it appear, and as I say, make it appear that they're trying to get him employment in the league, which obviously we all know this was a PR stunt. But again, the league was holding this workout in the middle of the season. So it's crazy from that perspective. But then secondarily, that the guy that agreed to the workout now today is saying, yeah, we're not going to do it on your terms. We're going to do it on my terms, where I'm going to have my film crew here. So if I go out there, and I'm sure he's confident that he's going to perform well in this workout, and I'm lighting it up, and I look like, you know, one of these guys that does that private workout before the combine,
right,
and nobody's dropping the passes, you can keep all my stats, and I look like I'm in great shape, my arm looks as strong as ever, I want to make sure that goes out on my terms.
Right, as opposed to the NFL just releasing, like, highlights, if you will.
Or lowlights, right?
Yeah, no, well, I was going to say, that's why I air-quoted him to you, but, like, the audience can probably hear the emphasis highlights where, like, NFL Network later on only airs like 3 air mails and 2 dropped passes and, like, you know, him, you know, a bad misdirection or something, like, oh, Kaepernick doesn't look that good. They would be able to, it would be state run media. Now it's entirely on his terms. And also, in accepting the NFL's offer to do this, you may say, well, if he was just going to change the location and play his game, why didn't he do this 3 weeks ago, 6 months ago, last year? Because all the pub that the NFL gave him, he used and manipulated the NFL to a T here. He got the national spotlight. He got all the headlines all week long and then switched the location like heist movie quality good. And now we'll get to see exactly how good or how bad he looks from the private workout. I love it.
Well, Fitzy, and the biggest thing, too, is he embarrassed the NFL. He felt like the NFL was embarrassing him by this whole thing being put together and being basically a fake thing that it was just for PR. That's what the NFL was doing. We could all see through it. And now he's saying, all right, I'm going to take advantage of you. I'm going to tell you that I'm agreeing to this thing. And then once we get to Atlanta, I'm going to basically put the shoe on the other foot and I'm going to turn this whole thing around on you. And I'm going to make the league in general look like a bunch of clowns, because now people are still going to go to this workout today. And I'm not doing it on your terms. I'm doing it on my terms. And that's where Roger Goodell must be stewing right now, because he has to be. Utterly, and the league has to be embarrassed. And you know who else is pissed at Roger Goodell right now? The owners in the NFL. Because a lot of the owners did not want to do, you guarantee that a lot of owners didn't want to do this, right? I mean, let's be real. A lot of owners didn't want him in the league when this whole thing was going down originally when he started kneeling. A lot of owners didn't want him back in the NFL. How pissed do you think they are at
Roger Goodell?
That's why
he sued for collusion.
Today? Right. How pissed do you think they're at Roger Goodell right now?
Right. Now, you put together this crap show on a Saturday. You already made it look pretty ridiculous by doing it on a day where everyone called your bluff. And the best that you could do, is not even hold him to it. And now he just called your bluff and he's playing you like a fool and he's doing his own workout at 4 o'clock. And we probably should have had someone better go than the lowest level scout or video guy. Like, oh, it's just. It's literally just like a dumpster fire being dropped on top of another one at this point.
Yeah. Brian Barrett and Fitzy with you right here, WEI, the number 617-779-7937. Let's get to Keith in Rhode Island. What's up, Keith?
Hey, how are you? Hey, Fitz, what's up? This is Silver Bullet.
Yeah, what's up, Keith? How you doing, buddy?
How are you? Listen, so one thing I got to clear away that most people aren't aware of is the fact that Kaepernick absolutely cannot go on a practice squad, because NFL rule is anyone that's had more than 2 years experience on the regular roster is not allowed onto a practice squad. So we should just get that out there. Even though, you know, people can think, yeah, he's going to help us out, you know, by, you know, working as, you know, a flexible quarterback, that a lot of our defense, you know, can learn a lot from it. But the fact is, number one, there's no way he can. So let's just take that off the table. So that would mean that Stidham would have to go onto the practice squad, and that would then put Kaepernick onto the regular roster. So,
okay, I mean, Keith, you could also keep 3 quarterbacks. I mean, if they really want to do the hypothetical of the Patriots keeping him, you could keep 3 quarterbacks, right? And cut somebody else. Yeah.
That's correct. But,
Keith, there's also probably a better chance of you and I being received with open arms tomorrow at the tailgate than if the Patriots signing Kaepernick. I get the whole thing about him not being able to go straight to a practice squad. My argument for anyone bringing in Kaepernick at this point, whether it was an emergency look this year or possibly next season, was the fact that he could help you get ready in a practice-oriented capacity for when you're facing more mobile quarterbacks, i.e., Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes, come playoff time.
Yeah. I mean, I get that, and I'm all for second chances. Obviously, Jamie Collins, you know, is a perfect example of that. Chandler Jones, another great example. But the fact is, you have to look at the complete logistics of this is like, what is he standing for? And does he, and he still hasn't come out. Does he still believe that he would kneel for whatever team he goes on to? And would that, is that team going to be acceptance of it? Never, let alone the fans.
Well, that's why the interview is just as important. And thanks for the call, Keith. We'll see you in Philadelphia, buddy. That's why the interview, which I think was scheduled, what was the rundown? It was like arrival, interview, then like light workout, lunch, coffee break. It was like, there was a whole weird rundown
and
to the way the
coffee break was scheduled in there.
They scheduled in a coffee break. There was a very strange rundown to the schedule that the NFL put together. And now it can just be like, let's cut the BS. Now Kaepernick can run it the way he wants to. Like, all right, everyone, get a seat. I'm going to run, show you my 40, throw some balls, professional receivers, and then I'll talk to y'all afterwards. And that's all it should be.
All right, so a lot more to get into. What do you make of the NFL, basically, or I should say Colin Kaepernick pulling the rug out from underneath the NFL with his move? He moved his workout that was scheduled in Atlanta by the league. He was upset with the situation because the media wasn't allowed in, and he was going to have a private filming crew or an independent filming crew film this thing, and the NFL said, no, you can't do that. So then Colin Kaepernick today decided to switch the location. It's still going to be in Atlanta. What do you make of all this? The number 617-779-7937. Brian Barrett and Fitzy with you right here on WEI.
The Oddballs with Fitzy and Gilroy on WEI.
All right, if you're just joining us, Brian Barrett, Fitzy with you, and Colin Kaepernick, big news story today is Kaepernick was supposed to do this workout with the NFL, and he had agreed to it, and then today he pulled the rug out from underneath the NFL, and he said, well, I'm not going to do it your way. He was upset, essentially, via a statement. He explained, and I'm paraphrasing the statement now, that he was not going to be allowed media in there to film it, and he couldn't get his own independent film crew allowed in there to film it. So he decided to switch the location on the NFL. He's still working out in that workout, or I mean, he still is going to work out. That workout is scheduled to start in about 10 minutes in a different location in Atlanta. And now his film crew can be there and the media can be there as well. My one thing with this, Fitzy, is so I didn't think that Colin Kaepernick, and I know you thought that he was, I didn't think he was going to get a job out of this anyway. So yep. When I look at this going forward, people are saying, well, are you burning your boss, right? A future boss, like a future employer. Did you have an opportunity to get a job now and now you hurt yourself? I just don't think he was going to get a job back in the NFL to begin with. From the beginning, I thought this was just what Colin Kaepernick thinks it is, a complete PR stunt. That's the way that I read the statement that they released, is he thought it was a PR stunt. That's what I think it is. I don't believe he was getting a job either way, so I don't think this hurts his opportunity to get into the NFL. I don't think the rest of the league's like, no, we're not going to sign him. I don't think he was getting signed anyway.
You know who this does hurt, though, is Hugh Jackson. Here's a little news I just caught from Rap Sheet on the tweet box. I know we were mentioning the...
Poor Hugh Jackson,
right? Rap Sheet retweets from Michael Silver, former Raiders and Browns coach Hugh Jackson, flew to Atlanta this morning to conduct the Kaepernick workout at the league's request. Kaepernick's agent invited him to attend the relocated workout, which is more than an hour away from the original location, less than an hour before it was due to begin. Jackson, however, has headed back to the airport. So Hugh Jackson, what a mess. Oh, I really, first, I don't want Hugh Jackson's life to be any more difficult, because as a Patriots fan and consumer of his version of Hard Knocks, he's provided so much entertainment for me already in this lifetime, because who doesn't love just watching Hugh Jackson do Hugh Jackson things? But my biggest takeaway is now I almost don't care what Kaepernick's workout looks like. I'll watch the tape just like anyone else to see if he's got anything left in the tank. I just love that the NFL looks like idiots, just absolute buffoons, just the egg on their face and the crap that on their shoes. I love it. Like, what Pats fan, what anyone in this region doesn't love it when the NFL looks stupid?
Oh, everybody loves it.
It's great.
I do
can't
of,
get enough of it.
I
right?
do feel bad for Hugh, though.
A little bit, yeah.
I really, like, come on.
Literally flew, I mean, so he probably flew Delta.
I guess, you know, probably
maybe they got him an even more legroom seat. I don't know.
Kaepernick probably doesn't have like a previous relationship with him, but couldn't somebody in the Kaepernick camp like tip him off to what they were doing? Like,
would that big mouth, you think he wouldn't have tipped someone off?
Yeah,
so
you're right.
Hugh Jackson could have gotten in front of a camera.
Huey Headlines, isn't it? Huey Headlines. So, yeah, it's unfortunate for you.
What a mess.
And he looks bad, too. I mean, he just looks depressing, actually. He goes to Atlanta to do this workout with Colin Kaepernick. He does get to do it. By the way, Fitzy, you wanted to plug where you're heading this weekend?
Yeah. My buddy Brian is in here right now. You guys may know him on the IG as the Spike King, one of the most positive Pats fans out there. We're headed down today. I'm flying out on behalf of EEI at 5:30 tonight. I'm going to be, if you're a Patriots fan in the area or headed down to Philadelphia, where's the joint at tonight?
We're going to be at Fieldhouse Bar on Filbert Street.
Okay, so that's our sanctuary city for tonight, the Fieldhouse Bar. Some guys that are throwing a huge tailgate tomorrow in Lot G. In Lot G that you can buy tickets for online.
Got to buy tickets, though. You got to buy the tickets online. So if you're going to go be down there in Philly tomorrow, contact Fitzy, contact myself. We'll get the Eventbrite link for you.
Right. You can hit me up on at FitzyGFY and, on the IG or the Twitter, and I'll give you the information about it. But tonight, the Fieldhouse, Smith's is the usual, like,
yeah,
Pat's
bar.
There are a couple Pat's bars in Philly.
They didn't go there because it's a little bit smaller.
Right.
They had a great celebration there for Super Bowl 53 last year. I saw a couple of videos floating around there. Not so for Super Bowl 52.
Not so good for Super Bowl 52.
Yeah, a little bit different. But,
probably not so good for 52.
I'm just excited to get down there. I'm cannot wait to see how many Pats fans actually show up. We know it's going to be
war. It's going to be rough.
It's going to be war down there. Be careful for the batteries. Be careful for the beers.
Right.
Stay safe. Don't instigate. You know you're in their house.
Right.
We're going to walk out with a W.
Right. Just enjoy the day. Be respectful of the fact that you are in the house of fans who have eaten literal crap off the street, who have booed Santa Claus, who used to have a jail in the bottom of their football stadium. So if you're in town tonight, you want to have a safe harbor, a little safe haven, a little sanctuary city to get together and speak positively of all things Brady and Pats. The Fieldhouse is where it's at, and we'll see you tomorrow in the lots. And I'll be roaming around doing the socials and filming for EEI outside the link.
Nice. Sounds pretty cool. And before you go, Fitzy, you got your, I know you had your prediction out there, but what was your prediction again for this one?
I'm in lockstep with two guys whose Patriots analysis and coverage I both follow and respect very much. I heard Phil Perry give out this score, and I hit up Jumbo Hart when he finished the radio show earlier in the hallway for a score. I got Patriots 24. Eagles 20.
Okay, so a nice competitive game, maybe a little too stressful.
I mean, I would love 31-17. God, 38-20 would be just a dream come true. But notice the Patriots are 3.5-point favorites. It could go over, but you'll beat that hook, you know, for those of you out there who enjoy a little action.
No doubt. All right, Fitzy. Well, we'll let you go because I know you got to get on that flight.
That's right. There's free snacks. You got a favorite airline snack? I'm flying JetBlue. I love the free snacks.
Don't they have the blue chips?
Yeah, the Terra chips.
Those are pretty good.
Can't beat the Terra chips, right?
I mean, those are pretty good. Those are pretty
I get
soft.
To watch college football flying down to Philadelphia and then spend 27 hours being told what a terrible human being I am for loving Tom Brady while dodging batteries and dog food cans.
Yeah, be safe, man. Be safe. Wear like goggles or something out there tonight. Yeah. This could be a rough one.
Pats fans, do yourself a favor. Like Babs said, like your old pal Fitz says, be smart out there. Enjoy the game. Don't be the guy walking around like, we're going to get our revenge for 52. You're done, Wentz. Because they'll have more than a Rocky statue to throw.
You know, like I said to you a little bit a while ago, Brady said this a couple weeks ago when they're heading to the Buffalo game, and one of the best things going on the road is after the win or getting close to that win, he looks in the stands and all you see left is Pats fans. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to be doing on Sunday, so save yourself. Remember, the lots open up at 9 a.m., so they have a long day.
How do they open
day.
Up 7 hours? That's the worst
long
thing you can do in
day.
Philadelphia.
Yeah,
to get these people
trouble,
7 hours.
A lot of Bud Lattes flowing that day.
To get a lot of Yingling. Yeah, you know what the original Philly special is, by the way? It's two Percocets and a Yingling.
55-10, by the way. I'm going all out. My homerism there. 55-10.
I
guys,
wouldn't
this
say
a
that's
blowout.
A homer.
Come
take
on.
It all, Babs.
Yeah, it seems reasonable. 55-10.
55-10.
All right, well, you guys catch your flight. I appreciate it. A lot more to do if you want to hop on board, weigh in on the Colin Kaepernick situation. Certainly can. Or if you want to get in on what's going to happen in tomorrow's game. Something I want to get to with this Patriots offense. I'll get to that in just a second here. Something I think they can build off after the Ravens game. The number 617-779-7937. I'll be here for the next hour right here on WEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.